Jess Karpat and Tracy Wojtenko joining me on the program today. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Good. You're both project leads on the Smith Creek project and Smith Creek Open House, which is coming up here on Monday. For those who don't know, where exactly is Smith Creek in this new development area?
Well, Smith Creek is between the Three Sisters Interchange east of Stewart Creek and the Dead Man's Flat Interchange, all on the south side of the highway.
Where are you at with the process right now?
We have formed the community advisory group, and we've had several meetings where we've been talking about the considerations for the land. And those considerations are everything from wildlife corridors to topographical considerations, steep creek hazard considerations, and we're talking about how they influence the development of the land. But we're also taking into account the different inputs from the community advisory group members, which are considerations for families who want to live in Canmore, considerations for the recreational community, from wildlife conservation community.
Whenever you talk about, you know, major development in Canmore, you know, it elicits strong emotions from some people. I understand this community advisory group is sort of a method to get the community engaged in the process, which is a little different than how you've gone about it before.
The community advisory group is a volunteer group of community members that were selected for their experience, their ability to go out to the people in the community that they're representing and bring their ideas to the table and be able to sit down and have solutions-oriented discussions.
And how's it been going so far?
Great.
It's been excellent. We've had five meetings so far. We've been having some really great discussions.
The community advisory group has brought a level of enthusiasm and thoughtfulness to the discussion that has been really appreciated by Three Sisters and Quantum Place. They have considered the information that was brought forward to them and are really focused on trying to provide that solutions-oriented discussion. There has been some difficult conversations that we've had, but definitely there's been a lot of really valuable discussion.
So Monday, this open house, what's going to be happening and how can the public be involved?
Monday open house is focused around a number of boards that we've created to show what are these considerations of developments. We have a number of maps and explanations of what those maps mean. We're going to have both staff from the town and Quantum Place there to help answer questions of the public. We'll also be doing some green dot, red dot kind of exercises, what people like to see, how they envision the development. So it's both questions people can have answered as well as provide their input into the process.
In the end, all of this will get inputted into the area structure plan for Smith Creek. What we would like to do is listen to the community and where we can address the concerns and where we can't provide a reason why or why not.
The Smith Creek open house will be taking place at the Coast Hotel in Canmore on Monday from 1:30 to 4, and then again from 6 to 8:30. If people can't make it to the open house, is there a place online they can go to get more information, provide feedback, that sort of thing?
So the day after the open house, we hope to have all of the open house boards on PlaySpeak. PlaySpeak is a online engagement tool where you can interact and have discussions. So we really encourage everybody to go and check it out and have some of these relevant community discussions online. We have both the Town of Canmore team members and the Quantum team members monitoring that discussion, and we'll be engaging with people online. And we also have a workshop that will be held for people who have participated on PlaySpeak or have come to the open house. The workshop will be focused on getting into the nitty-gritty of the questions and trying to have that solutions-oriented discussion, and that'll take place on October 17th.
So the link to the PlaySpeak website is provided on our Smith Creek Area Structure Plan website, which is smithcreekcanmore.ca.
Jess and Tracy, thanks so much for the update on Smith Creek today.
Thanks for having us.